Good morning. It is 7:41 a.m. on Monday, May the 5th, 2025. On a mostly blue sky morning here on the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. The the day is, it's already, it's already pretty much booked. I had some careful timing. I've got just enough time to get home and maybe get this posted before I have to head off to for my thrice yearly cleaning for my teeth, which is always a challenge. No, not really. My normal hygienist has been off on maternity leave for her first baby, and she's supposed to be back today. Well, she's supposed to be back part-time now. And in theory, I have her today, although I had to change the appointment from 10 o'clock, which would have been her, to a 9 o'clock because I got snarled up with a doctor's appointment for my wife. I need to take her to the doctor's at 11:30. So yeah, morning is kind of broken up. It's kind of full. It's got lots of moving parts. Unlike most of my mornings of late, honestly, most of my mornings have been, I guess I'll get up. I need to get the writing routine. I need to get the walking routine. I need to get the writing routine layered on top of it. Reading has been taking up the slack where Enshrouded has sort of left me hanging, waiting for the next release. Poisoning ants. Lots of little splotches of white on ant hills and all over the place. Oh, this is pretty. A crabapple tree is shedding blossoms in the rising sun. It looks sort of like snow. And yeah, it is early. It is early. I need to get in. I need. I do need to walk more. Which means I need to talk more. Which means I need something to talk about, which is, if it's not the game I'm playing, the book I'm reading, it's supposed to be the book I'm writing, but I don't want to talk about that. If I talk about it, then it's almost like it bleeds away. And heaven knows I do not want to talk about everything else that's going on. It's not that I'm ignoring it. It's just that I'm trying to moderate my exposure to it. I did get sucked into the latest Mackie Chandler, and I saw it was out. It's the Family Law book number 8. I didn't sign up for this job, I think. I didn't apply for this job, I think it's what it is. And it was just as much fun as I remembered all of these Mackie Chandler, April, and Family Law books to be. And I went cruising through and discovered the Continue series you've already started band of recommendations finally. And finally, there are a lot of books that are in my queue now, because they're the next books. Yes, please. I picked up, right off the bat, I picked up All the Skills book 4, I think. Didn't take much more than a minute to get back into the story. Star Cruising. It does not have the same sort of I am going to sit here and read it until it's done energy that the Mackie Chandler book did. What was the other one that did that for me the other day? That was another one just before it. Oh, Nascent Witch. Melissa? I think it's Melissa Bobe, B-O-B-E. I put a link to it in the show notes for one of these. Probably the first one. The only other walk this month, I think. Rip through that. Rip through this. There's one in the middle. Oh, I think it was John Steers. Yeah, I read John Steers thinking, because I got the book from a promo sale, or a promotional mailing of a bunch of indie books that were all promoting each other. Stiers, S-T-I-E-R-S. And so I picked that up. And it was really good. It was a little bit, no, it was a lot. I had a lot of politics. Had a lot of politics in it. It's all right. I don't mind politics if it's part of the story. And this was the same kind of stupid earth energy that Jerry Boyd was so good at, without the comedic effect, and which Mackie Chandler focuses more accurately on North America to really good effect. But then I looked up the publisher, and what I thought was his imprint was, in fact, not his imprint. It was some small press. But in the meantime, and that's what set me searching for, okay, what can I read? What's good out there that I can read, that I want to read, that appeals to my self-publishing heart. That's an interesting point. Twin engine. Small plane. So I found this. Trash can. Oh no, it was not a trash truck. It was just some guy with a really loud muffler on his pick-em-up truck. What a popular guy he must be in this neighborhood. Yeah, it was loud. Where's my hearing aids? Where's my hearing aids? It turned up. East. Sun feels good on my face. So anyway, yeah, I got I found the next family law, which I scarfed up in probably less than 24 hours. Got and which wasn't listed on the story. The hell is it? Storybook, storyline. Anyway, the reading app. It wasn't listed, so I tried to import it, and of course it wouldn't import. Because it was like, why? Come on, I'm gonna get ready. Say with monk post. So I had to enter it by hand. Spent an hour going through all of the books that I never wanted to see again in there. Explore me. Good morning. Good morning to you too. Lady with her old dog. I hear a robin. Trees up on this end of the street are beginning to get a little leafage. It's interesting. These newer, younger trees. Looks like. Interesting. Or maybe this zone doesn't water as heavily as the Arista zone further on, so they're not quite as well developed. Anyway, yeah. Oh, story graph. I knew if I stopped thinking about it, it would come to me. So, yeah, there's a really nice feature that in the story graph that if you're in exploration mode, you can tell it to include and exclude stuff. And so I tell it to include, for example, science fiction, but then shut off children's, middle grade, YA, young adult, manga, comics, stuff I know. Yeah, it's science fiction. It's like, show me stuff I'm most likely to read. And sadly, it won't let me save that as a preferred filter. God, these little white cars all look alike. Holy shit. There's a Honda sitting there. That looks so much like my Kia. And the kid's Nissan. It's ridiculous. So it lets you say, okay, for this book, I don't want to see this title ever again. Or I don't want to see this author ever again, which is handy for like J.K. Rowling. Some of the other people that I know who only publish trad, it's not really a problem because they publish so slowly. If I knock out their latest book, chances are I won't see them again for months. But it's really easy to spend an hour deleting books from consideration. Tor, Harper, Hachette, Orbit, Macmillan. I found a Sverre Strassen Giroux, which was, I thought, interesting. Haven't seen one of them for a while. But it's, at least it whittles down the books that they're likely to suggest to me. So far, have I read one of their suggestions? Maybe. I started with the Storygraph this year because I was having trouble keeping track of everything I was reading and being able to look back on it. 20 books last month. It showed 21 because for some reason it showed that I had listened to the audiobook of something. I don't even remember what now. When in fact what I had done was read the book, the ebook. So I've learned to be a little more careful about additions. There's a guy with a dog and a small auxiliary. Dog, in this case, not child. Good morning. You got the helper here this morning. You got the helper here.
Yeah.
I see that guy throwing. He has a long throwing stick for the ball that he sends the dogs racing across the field. Does a good job with them too. Very well defined, very well behaved, defined. Yeah, well defined, but very well behaved dogs. So yeah, the Storygraph. It's not bad. I was reviewing every book that I finished. But I started just leaving stars because the review is almost always the same. It's like characters, 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 characters. World building, good. Characters, good. Plot, yeah, fine. I do keep thinking about J.J. Green's Space Colony 1 series. The next three books in that series are in another box set. Maybe I'll go back. Pick that up. I don't know. Let's see. Guy's zipping along on his electric scooter. See this guy all the time. It's a really cool scooter. It's got the little, you know, motorized battery pack underneath the deck. It's really quite cool. And he's very good with it. That's not, I'd kill myself. like 20 minutes in. Lady doing her warm-up stretches, her two dogs waiting patiently. I got too many vehicles already. I haven't had the van out in a month. I should probably swap them. Swap the Kia in the van so that it's not just sitting there for months on end, unstarted, ignored. That's good. I got about a half an hour, which should be enough for me to get this posted before I have to get my bib and tucker going so I can head off for the dentist in a half an hour. Because at the moment, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.